Well, it's a massive weekend in athletics, and especially for Irish and Galway athletics, with the World Cross Country Championships taking place. And delighted to be joined by one of Ireland's leading contenders. She is originally from Cork, but she goes to the University of Galway. So we're claiming her a little bit at the moment. Delighted to be joined by Fiona Everard. Fiona, thanks a million for joining us here on Galway BFM.
Not at all. Thanks a million for having me.
Fiona, pleasure is absolutely ours. I can say, Fiona, before we even go look ahead to Saturday or even talk about recently, it's been a blockbuster couple of years. Your career has really finally shot off in the last couple of years.
Yeah, it has. It's exciting. I think I'm trying to, enjoy it as much as I can. Every, I think, race that comes, I'm just taking as a bonus. But yeah, I think it's a big thanks to Matt Lockett, my coach. Like, he's really kind of helped me just stay healthy and see the long term. And I think because of that, I'm finally able to be consistent with training. And yeah, you're getting those results kind of along the way then.
Yeah, just as you mentioned, Matt Lockett, and we start with himself. He's taken on your training recently. I know you would have started off with Catherine Duggan back when you were 7 or 8, and Ronan Duggan from Bandon, your home club, has played a big role. But especially in the last couple of years, because while you would have done well at schools level and all that, I suppose injuries were getting in the way a little bit. And Matt Lockett has helped you, I suppose, deal with those as well as try and not have them as often.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Ronan and Katrin, everyone in Bandon back home did loads for me to get me to, a good place for running. And I suppose they kind of helped me like start to enjoy it and actually like find my love for the sport. But yeah, I went through a few years where I kind of couldn't really stay healthy and ran into quite a few injuries. So Matt has really kind of just taught me a lot and helped me like really see the long-term goals. Like it's actually insane the amount of time and everything he's put into me, just to like get me running healthy and I suppose like back enjoying it again. So yeah, I've so much to be grateful to him for. So I'm just excited to keep going and see what more is to come.
If I can ask Fiona, is there any particular area that he worked on? I know you said in one article I read that not to be, I suppose, trying too hard in every training session. Would that be one in particular?
Yeah, I think so. He probably had a lot to teach me, to be fair. I think when he took me on, he probably didn't realize how much he'd have to go through. But I think there was a lot that it wasn't, anyone else's fault but my own. I think I was just probably a bit too stubborn and going into training, yeah, constantly trying to do more and I think work harder. And a lot of time I just needed to pull back. And he's helped me, yeah, I think in a lot of different areas, just seeing areas that I can work on and just things like that. I think with my nutrition, strength and conditioning, everything, he's really kind of like dove into everything to, I suppose, give me the best chance of actually staying healthy. So yeah, there was probably a lot more to do than he originally thought, but he puts in so much time to actually do the work with me and kind of help me see that.
And you're putting in the work as well, because I'm even only talking, we get the athletics report here every week and we'd see your name popping up, but even just to comprehend for our listeners there as well, National Novices Champion a couple of years ago, you've been University's Champion, 5,000 metre champion, 2023 National Senior Cross Country Champion in Kilkenny, winning by 37 seconds. You said at the time you were shocked too as well, but it must have been such elation, because that was, if there was, it was signs beforehand, but that was the day you must have realised this is all finally starting to come together.
Yeah, I think so. I think I always, in training, anytime I was able to get some little bit of a consistent run, I could see that there was potential there if I could just stay healthy. It was just hard to kind of string those like weeks back to back together. So it was nice to kind of, I don't know, I suppose finally realize that, okay, I can be good if I stay healthy and stuff. So yeah, you can always kind of think, if I stay healthy, I could do this or could do that. But it was nice actually kind of having the proof there and getting it.
Well, especially too, because you made your Ireland senior debut back in February of 2023, if I'm right with that. And you knew the talent was there. It just, you had been held back for a couple of years to take off. Like, what was the feeling like among yourself, your family, when you became Irish senior champion? Because I'd imagine you knew you'd be a contender, but it's still for it to happen.
Yeah. Like going into that race, I was just hoping for top three. To make European. So I think as the race was playing on, you never want to, get too far ahead of yourself. It was a 9K race, so you kind of have to respect the distance as well and just get to the finish, I suppose. But yeah, no, it was a really good day and had my family there. And Matt was down and everyone. So yeah, it is nice to, I suppose, just enjoy the good days when it's going well. And not take them for granted. So it was a big relief, but yeah, it was a good day.
European Championships in Brussels followed, and you'd played your part in the Irish team, 34th overall, but the third Irish runner, like being a teammate of Fionnuala McCormack. That's pretty cool, I'd imagine.
Yeah, no, it was. I definitely didn't take for granted having someone like Fionnuala on the team. So I tried to soak up any bit of, kind of bits of tips and everything that she could give. Was really cool. So yeah, probably as an individual performance wasn't overly happy with it, but I think with any of those champs, you just learn a lot from it and take a lot. So I think even in the last few months since then, I have been trying to like apply anything that I've learned from that race. So yeah, I think the more you're exposed to that kind of standard and that level of competition, you are going to keep learning more.
Now, Fiona, we're talking before you get in the plane to go over to Belgrade, and Fionnuala won't be there, from what I understand, this goes. So yourself and Danielle Donegan will be leading the charge for Ireland in the senior women's race. First, you always know there's a chance you're going to be selected, but of course, to get that nod that you are going over to represent your country at the most prestigious cross-country championship in the world.
Yeah, it was just really exciting to kind of get it confirmed and just have the official selection, I suppose. I think huge credit is due to Athletics Ireland for sending us, because you need, as I was saying, like you do need to be exposed to that kind of standard and that level of athletes to, I suppose, like go back to competitions like that or even go back to Europeans and not be as intimidated and not feel as daunting by the whole thing. So I think the more you get used to that, the more competitive you can be when you go to them. So yeah, I am excited just to go and I suppose enjoy it, learn what I can from it. I think yeah, it'll be tough, but it'll be a cool experience.
Well, that's the thing, and you have to put yourself in that situation first in order to learn and improve, as you've done nationally and now doing it internationally. How have preparations, Fiona, been like leading up to the World Championship? As we mentioned, you haven't gotten the plane as we're talking. By the time people are listening to this, you'll probably be on the plane. But like you've been working hard, and no doubt probably easing up now leading up to the race.
Yeah, they've gone well. Training's been going well, especially since Christmas. I did the 10K national champs on the road last weekend and was pretty happy with that. So I think we were kind of, training for a 10K anyway, which will be the same distance. And yeah, just keeping in touch with a few grass sessions to be used to that surface. But I think it looks like it'll be quite dry. I think it's quite warm at the minute, so probably won't be as muddy as I'd like, but still it'd be nice.
Yeah, you're just thinking to myself, their conditions definitely not what you're gonna what you'd be used to. Even as you said, you're in Des Moines there, I think, last week, competing there as well. And the weather we've had this year isn't ideal when you're planning to go down closer to Southern Europe.
I know. I actually went to France a couple of weeks ago to do a 10K, and that ended up getting cancelled the morning of it because of the weather. So ended up having much nicer weather in Dunboyne. So I've just learned not to get too stressed out over the weather. Look, it'll be the same for everyone. I think it'll be tough, but you just probably have to go into accepting that it's going to be tough. So yeah, it'll be okay.
We might get lucky yet. We might get a bit of rain down in Belgrade on Saturday. We'll see. Would you do much work down there? Like, what happens? You fly out on Thursday. The race is on Saturday, and obviously you don't want to tire yourself out on Friday. So how will you prepare yourself down there when you arrive on Thursday?
Yeah, I won't do too much. I had my last kind of, I suppose, mini version of a session this morning. I'll be off tomorrow. I'll just do a light kind of shakeout on Friday. I think we're getting to see the course on Friday, so hopefully I'll get to jog around there. And that'll really be it before Saturday then.
And Saturday morning, 10:45 Irish time as well. We'll include that on the website for those. I think it's been streamed somewhere. I don't know the details yet, but we'll have it by then. I asked you about family in Cork and how they're finding things. Of course, we're claiming you as a Galway person at the moment as well. You're studying a master's in biomedical science, if I'm right, in University of Galway. But no doubt, there's great support in the college as well for what you've achieved this year, let alone this massive opportunity the weekend.
Yeah, it's been huge. The college has given me so much support. Especially like the group I'm training with is the University of Galway group itself. And I think that's like a really big thing that's helped me over the last, say, 18 months even. Just having, good people to train with. Everyone in the group is so selfless. If anyone can help out with any pacing or anything for any sessions, everyone's always happy to do it. Like I seldomly have to do a session by myself. And I think that's really helped just kind of take a lot of the pressure off. And I'm just enjoying training a lot more now because of that group. So I think that's been huge. Yeah, definitely probably has helped me to stay consistent as well, just like when you're saying enjoying it and it doesn't feel like a burden at all going out training you, it's something you want to be doing. So I think it's kind of good just to remind yourself like it's sport, it should be fun, it should be enjoyable. So yeah, that's been a huge help.
And that's actually a lovely point, because how important is that? Because at the end of the day, you're trying to build a career in regards to your education. You're trying to build a career in regards to sport you love. There's so much going on there as well. But to have that balance, and we know University of Galway have put a lot of emphasis into their sporting and various different sports over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think so. I think this is a like since joining Galway, I think it's been the first time in a while I've kind of gotten that balance fairly right, or it kind of suits me well the way it is now. So I was able to split my master's, my second year of it. So I'm working part-time with Medtronic and then having that extra time for training. So the college, to be fair, were so accommodating of that. They didn't, have any questions. They were happy to see what they can to help me with it. And I think that's kind of allowed me not to put too much pressure on either side, on the academic side or the running. Just enjoy both of them and, kind of work at both of them. I think one's always a distraction for the other, which is good. There's only so much, running you can do in a day or thinking you can do about it. So it is nice being able to, focus on running when you need to, and then being able to tune out as well when you need to. So I think, yeah, I have a good balance now. So seems to be working so far.
Working so far and long may it last. Final question before I let you go. Look, we want you to become world champion at the weekend, but what's your target? Is it top 10, top three, or are you just in here now to find your feet among the world's elite and see where you can build on?
Yeah, I think the latter. I think I will just be finding my feet. It is hard going into it. I know I'm not going to be competitive for any of those top spots, but I think just going in and being competitive in, like, for your own standard. I know training's been going well, so I don't think there's any pressure on us. I think it is, we are being sent as, for our development, more so for that aspect. So I think, yeah, going in, learning what I can, taking any lessons I can from it. But you obviously want to, anytime you're wearing the Irish vest or any vest, you do want to give it your all and get what you can out of you. So I think once I finish the race, knowing that was kind of all I had or that was everything I could give, I think I should be happy with it then.